The Women of Rothschild, the untold story of the world's most famous dynasty, written by Natalie Livingston and read by Francesca Waters. In the 19th century, Rothschild women were doubly isolated from Christian society as Jews and from the male culture of their own family as women. So they socialized together and often arranged their lives so that they could live near one another. They wrote endless letters. "We Rothschilds are inveterate scribblers," wrote one. Any historian who has spent time looking through the family papers will agree. The archive of one of the family's most enthusiastic letter writers includes hundreds of letters every year through the mid-Victorian period, and that of its most prolific diarist includes tens of volumes spanning more than 50 years, each one crammed with minuscule script. Such writing gives a fascinating insight into who the women were and what drove them, and shows the process by which they came to form the community that Miriam Rothschild called a parallel but separate little world. Any attempt to write a comprehensive history of that little world would be doomed from the start. Such an undertaking would be doomed from the start. Everywhere the family established banks, in the five cities of Paris, Vienna, Naples, Frankfurt, and London, there were communities of Rothschild women, and within each of those communities there were many different friendships, cliques, and families. During the 20th century, as the bank's wealth and its authority within the family declined, the women moved further afield and pursued an even broader range of lives. This book plots a course through one line of Rothschild women within the English branch of the family from the dawn of the 19th century to the early years of the 21st. Even focusing on this single branch of the family, there are still many women whom I regret not being able to include because of limitations of space or source material. Many of the women's archives have been depleted by loss or purposeful destruction. I can only hope that hearing the extraordinary tale of this selection of Rothschild women will inspire further historians to retrieve some of the many older Rothschild lives that are yet to receive their due. Though the women in this book were all defined by their connection to the English branch of the family, their story stretches far beyond England. It spans from the east end of London to the eastern seaboard of the United States, from Spitalfields to Scottish castles, from Bletchley Park to Buchenwald, and from the Vatican to Palestine. The cast embraces Rossini and Mendelssohn, Disraeli, Gladstone, and Chaim Weizmann. It includes amphetamine dealers, Queen Victoria, temperance campaigners, and Albert Einstein. The lives of the subjects span vastly different times and places. Maya Amschel's will of 1812, forbidding any female involvement in the banking business, bore little relation to his 20th century descendants when Nika Rothschild flew planes, fought with the Free French, and drag-raced Miles Davis across Manhattan. The Rothschild women tell a history of art, culture, politics, and money in Europe as seen by people who were in the room, but who themselves often went unseen. Theirs is not a story of angels or martyrs. Alongside acts marked by bravery, imagination, and intelligence are those marred by deceit, ignorance, and entitlement. They were misfits and conformists, conservatives and idealists, performers and introverts. But they were bound by the name, by a set of expectations, as well as privileges, and by a profound sense of exclusion from the male and Christian world around them. By drawing attention to them, I hope both to help illuminate some of the overlooked sources of power, strength, and imagination in European history, and to give these complicated, privileged, and gifted women a little of the prominence they have so long deserved.